And we're clear.
What topics are trending on Twitter?
You know, I'm a big fan of Boston Market.
Love
yes.
Boston Market.
You know what? The
they
last
keep
time I was
sending
at...
me, they keep sending me stuff that, oh, we now have a new chicken marsala. Just do the frickin' rotisserie chicken, okay? Quit trying to do different chickens. Just do the one you do really well, and right. That's what I'm going to keep coming and getting.
I always like the meatloaf.
The last time I was there was when we went to the one on Shadeland, me and you and Matt and Chick.
That's the last time you went?
That's the last time I was at a Boston Market.
You know, I think that's the last time I went.
Oh, 8 or 9?
I thought that was closed. Was that closed Monday?
Was it closed? It is closed Mondays.
No, it's not closed on Monday.
Oh, it was Labor Day.
If it was Labor Day, maybe.
See, I'm starting to tell when you're fibbing.
Uh-oh, this isn't good.
No, this isn't good at all.
He's figuring
I only use my fibs for good.
Yeah, you keep telling me that.
So, first order of business. Who's excited about my new overalls?
I'm questioning if those are overalls.
No. They're not overalls.
I don't
Spangle
think they
set.
Are.
Oh,
it's a romper.
It's a long leg romper. No,
it looks
Spangle
like...
said it's the girl from Mickey. Oh, Mickey,
Tony
you're so
Basil.
Fine.
It looks like
that video.
It looks like a toddler romper is what it looks like.
It's a bit toddlerish. I'll go
is
with it.
Is it really?
Yeah, it kind of is. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just.
I think it's very comfortable.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh,
I would love to be in that right now.
I have no underclothes on.
What? What's going on? Oh,
okay.
What happened? Really? None?
I'm trying to find old Mickey really fast.
I didn't even notice those were overall. Yeah, it's.
You just
it's a confusing
pants
outfit.
And shirt.
Yeah.
And because there's a tie right here. There's a.
That's what
cinch
I saw.
The
tie threw me completely off.
Ugh. Or you,
you
don't,
can borrow it if you want.
And you don't have that. To. You don't have to tie that if you don't want to, right?
I have one coming in olive next week.
Are you gonna paint in that?
No, but I do have. That's funny that you say that because I did get an artist apron, like an artist work apron.
A smock.
Yeah, no, not really. It's just a heavy duty canvas. Because I do a lot of stuff in the garage, and I'd like. And I have a Home Depot tool belt that I usually wear because I like to have all my stuff right there. But I actually end up with a tool belt in the front and a tool belt in the back while I'm doing stuff. And so I went with this heavy-duty canvas thing. So I'm going to go roll it around in the dirt and maybe catch a part of it on fire. Maybe
drag
put some paint on it.
Drag it behind
drag
your
it
car.
Behind my car. Like
scuff it up.
No, it looks very comfortable.
It is very comfortable.
Actually.
I'm very excited.
Especially if
it.
You're free under there. It's going to be real nice.
Free
Free balling.
We're called when we do it. It's free balling.
I know.
What is it? What would they call it, Jeff?
I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
Why not?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Open face.
Open air. I don't.
Open face puss. What
open face sandwich.
What is that? An open air stadium? Is that what they call them?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it as a stadium.
That's
I hope
way
it
worse.
Doesn't have that many seats.
Well, you know, that's the joke that Tom Arnold always said about Roseanne because Roseanne teased Tom about the size of his.
Being
really small.
Oh.
And
oh,
Tom
and
Arnold
he said, put a,
well,
yeah.
Even a 747 looks small in the Grand Canyon. Zing!
You like that, don't you?
I like that very much.
How many times do you use that on people you know?
Hey, let's get the podcast started. Want to?
Absolutely.
Let's do this. Oh, it's not.
It comes in right about here.
Oh, Mickey, it's so fine. It's so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
Oh. Hi, welcome back to the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hoff.
Hey, Chickie.
That's
oh, there you go.
Jess
hey,
Hooker.
Chicky,
that's Jeff Bimber.
Hey, Chickie.
Hey, Chickie.
Hey, Chickie. Hey, Mickey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Just got that. Or we could do it this way. We'll do a different.
Oh, Chickie.
I'm going to do a different one.
Oh, is this the big somewhere weird mix?
Oh, it is a little different.
Hey, Chickie.
Oh, I thought I was supposed to get into the verse here.
No, I think this is when you have the glow sticks.
Oh, we should have a little, light show going on in here.
Do we need to turn the light on?
What's she doing?
She's singing. Oh, Mickey,
it's the Spanish version.
You're como estás.
Como estás.
Yeah. Oh, I can pick that up really fast.
We.
Como estás? I like the music.
Gusto, Mickey.
Gusto, Mickey.
Gusto.
We went to a Mexican restaurant today, and I swear a former drug cartel leader was our waiter.
No, also,
he was angry looking.
Worst authentic Mexican restaurant in the city.
Yeah, I'm not going to say where it is.
Did it look like El Chapo?
It's not in Fishers.
Taco Bell.
No. I would have preferred all of Taco Bell.
Any
for
of
this.
Taco Bell to what we had today.
Yeah, I don't care if they pump in the flavor.
Can you tell me the
from
street
a 5 gallon
corner?
Jug? Yeah, no, it was 116th Street, Fishers. It was terrible.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
And month of May? Is
it, yeah, yes. Close. Yeah. Very yes. Close. That's and it smelled bad too. I mean, you go in and it was
and
like
I felt so bad because we ran an errand before that. We were in a parking lot next to a restaurant. She goes, "Oh my gosh, that food smells so good." And I was like, "Yeah, let's go to this Mexican restaurant." And it smelled nice outside. Not like food. It smelled like outside. And then we walked in and we were like, "Oh, that doesn't smell like food at all."
It was like sewer gas or something. It was not good.
Why don't you walk out?
I don't know. Are you guys ever curious about the white girl that works at the authentic Mexican restaurant? What is she doing exactly?
paying for college?
Maybe she's
or her braces.
Working hard.
Or her dad had a drug problem and she was collateral.
Oh.
And now she's working
she
off
got
the debt.
Sold.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh. God, that would be terrible.
Wouldn't
she
that be
happy,
terrible?
Though.
Well, yeah.
She looks dressed.
Imagine what happens after hours if she doesn't look happy.
Oh, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Good story, guys.
How do you feel about the light you just turned on in here, Chick?
Do you want me to turn it off again?
No, I'm just asking. Do you like
you
overhead
may be
light
the only
like
person
that?
I know that turns on the light to look at your phone, though.
No, I turned it on because, okay, smart ass.
No, I'm not against it. I'm just asking.
Ah!
Hey, did you guys know that we're not
Where'd
getting
go?
Is that better?
We're not getting new office chairs because clearly Chick needs a new one first.
I know. Yeah. What the hell is with this squeaky chair?
A little 3-in-1, it'll be fine.
We need some WD-40. You got to spray. Yeah, if you have anything that sticks or squeaks, get WD-40.
You don't know that.
Oh, speaking of products, I need to thank
our good friends at the ketchup.
Oh, 78 brand.
78 brand ketchup sent me spicy and regular ketchup and spicy and regular mustard.
We need to have hot dogs just so I can try the mustard. Wait, no, I don't do mustard. We need to have corn dogs so I can
Ooh,
try the mustard.
Oh, there you go. Let's get some corn
I only
dogs.
Have mustard with corn dogs.
I have a bunch of
corn dogs?
Sausages in the...
no, brats.
Brats in the...
Brats.
I don't brats. Like the skin on the brats.
Any brat?
No, in general.
Like when it snaps...
Yeah, and the juice hits your...
It's too much like an actual...
Stop.
I was going to say it's too much like an actual pig intestine.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. Probably true. It's not, is it? But it's manufactured. There's no way that can be good for you.
Are you trying to tell me that brats aren't good for you?
Artificial pork intestine cover does not seem like it would be good.
Pig skin. Speaking of pig skin.
football.
What a weekend of football.
A football we had. Yeah.
I know.
It
the
was
team
crazy.
Beat the team.
Yeah. That one team. Surprised that one team.
And then
your team plays tonight.
Yeah. And I can't wait for the Redskins to kick off tonight in a couple hours. That's going to be exciting. And
on Monday?
Yeah.
I knew today?
That's right.
I knew football was happening because when I got here, Chick was nowhere to be found.
He wasn't.
He was taking a nap.
I was.
And that, he was.
That
I happened.
And I even asked, "Was that a football nap?"
That was a nice football nap.
So you can stay up later.
It doesn't kick off till 8:30.
No, God no.
That's a little
so
late.
Can I go on my West Coast tirade again?
Yes, do it.
I don't know how many times I've done this. I keep doing it.
I'm listening.
Who cares what time the game is on the West Coast?
The people who live on the West Coast?
East Coast and West Coast, you add all of those people in those... I'm sorry, Eastern time zone and Central time zone. Add up all those people, that's 80% of the country.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit who's west of the Central time zone?
I don't think you're making any friends.
No, I'm just saying... I'm not saying those people are bad people. I'm just saying if you're a TV network... And you are wanting as many people to watch as possible, and I'm looking at you, NCAA men's championship basketball.
That's
game,
ridiculous.
That tips off at like 9:18 or something.
Here's why that's ridiculous: because it used to tip off at like 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8:15, and they pushed it back another hour. That got a little silly.
Yeah, I just don't understand the ESPN and Monday Night Football. They 8:20 or something.
Stupid.
I don't see the end of many games because I mean you two get up earlier more than I do.
I'll be in bed at halftime.
Yeah,
there's no way I'm sticking through that.
Oh, but the 15%
of
the population lives in on the West Coast. Thank goodness they saw it.
I'll be in bed at kickoff probably.
Really?
And I'll watch the whole thing, maybe the first half from bed, and then.
Will you wake up early and watch the rest of it?
No, I don't think so. Oh. Okay. I know what's going to happen. I know what happened.
What happened?
If it's the Redskins,
I keep
you
forgetting
stay up.
What we're doing here.
The Redskins, I stay up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tonight, right. Tonight when the Redskins play, I'll stay up. That's right. Right.
All
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
All night long.
And
All night long.
My euchre group kicks in a couple weeks. We always do Monday night football games where we actually do play euchre. It's usually either four, sometimes six, sometimes eight people.
Mm. All at the same table?
No, but when it's eight, we split two fours.
But you do six at one table.
Yeah, we do six man bid euchre with two decks.
Ooh, I like your style.
It's good.
Yours is always on Monday night.
Yes, unless we do a weekend getaway like we did a couple times.
Okay,
cabin.
Don't say it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't ever say
that. Yeah, that sounds like it's a jackathon or something. Out in a cabin.
We're old men, okay? Well, we're not out there
old
jacking.
Old men need the jack, too.
Stop.
Come on.
Now, if Jeff and his bros went.
Aces are wild.
And so am I. Nothing wild but the dealer.
Okay. I have cards tonight, actually.
What game? What are you playing?
We play on Thursday nights.
Gin Rummy.
Once a month?
Once a month. We call it First Thursdays. It'll be, I said November, but it might be, it's like November, December, or January. I know it was a cold month the first time we met. And it'll be 2 years this year, and we have yet to play cards.
So initially idea was to get together to play cards.
And so at cards, when you go play cards, you never play cards.
We never play cards, but...
What are you girls doing?
Actually, tonight we're going to do a wine and canvas. I've never done that before. We're not scissoring.
Scissor me timbers.
What are you doing?
How long have you been sitting on that? That's one.
That's South Park.
Oh, that's a good one.
What did you say?
We're doing a wine and canvas.
Oh, wine and canvas. Oh, at the wine and canvas place?
No, they're coming to my friend Kristen's
house. They're
in
coming.
Our house. Got lots of wine, lots of charcuterie.
Okay, help me out here.
Okay.
Why do you have to have people come and put it on? Why can't you just bring your own wine and bring your own canvases and buy some
paint? When you have someone come and do it, that's the thing. They bring all the supplies, so she doesn't have to buy all the paint and
it's
stuff.
All about the supplies.
Yes.
Okay. I see that.
But she provides all the food and wine and stuff, yeah. Gotcha.
You got to have an art dealer.
And I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're painting. But whatever it is, I'm going to hang it up in here.
Perhaps a nude model will stop by. Nude model. And you'll have to paint him.
So let's say that happens, Jess.
Uh-huh.
Are you accurate?
Or do I...
Or do you embellish or debellish?
Do you embellish or debellish?
Yes.
Because
I know you. You like to have fun with things.
You'll help. Yeah. I get the feeling you'd help him out.
I think so too.
I would, and I would make it abstract.
See, I think what you should do,
like, give it a third eye or something.
No, it'd be like a big triangular. It'd be like a snowman nose, just right out the
like
or
a
Picasso,
carrot.
And I would just move his dick to his forehead or something.
I think what you need to do is. Paint him as good as well as possible, and then for his penis, make it like a piece of macaroni.
Yes.
See, that's art. I know what art is.
It's from bullshit.
Two podcasts ago. But I think it'd be funny.
I don't know what art is from two podcasts ago. I still don't know what art is.
He said what it is.
It's bullshit.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Whatever you want it to be, Chickster.
You think Star Trek was art?
No. You mean audiovisual art?
No, like 50 years ago today, the very... 50 years ago, last Thursday, the very first Star Trek episode aired. Did you guys
That's
know?
Crazy. Really? 50 years, yeah. So all those guys are, if they're alive, they're over 70, well over 70.
Shatner's in his 80s.
Is he 80?
I think so.
He's doing pretty well for his
age.
He looks
great.
Mm-hmm. Spock just died.
Yeah, he did. Was a year or so ago.
No, Spock lives, right?
That's lives a great long game. And prospers. What?
Who is alive from Star Trek?
Okay, I get a guess.
Taki?
George Takei is still alive. Yeah. He's from San Francisco.
Is he
Chekhov? The original series, right?
Chekhov is alive.
Okay.
Walter Koenig's alive.
Okay.
Is he the father-in-law of anyone? Mm-hmm.
William Shatner, born 1931.
Whew. That's 85.
And then status, alive.
Alive. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh.
Okay.
So Leonard 85. Nimoy.
Yeah. Born.
Also born 4 days later.
In 1935?
1931. And he's dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. DeForest Kelly?
Dead.
Born in 1920.
Wow.
James Doohan?
Dead.
1920.
This reminds me of that in Austin Powers when he's going down the list and he's like, deceased.
Oh, yeah.
Deceased.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, Leonard Nimoy died over. Yeah, he died in 2015.
Yeah, it was last year.
George Takei is alive. There's only one K in that.
George Takei.
Takei. See, not Takaki.
I thought it was Takaki, too. But I think that's something else.
I think it is.
I'm pretty sure it's Bukan. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's like you got to itch your Takaki.
Nichelle Nichols.
I don't like that word.
That was the first interracial kiss on television.
Was
well,
the woman?
Quite a while ago.
Captain Kirk and
okay, tell me this.
Lieutenant Uhura.
Were the first ones black and white?
I'm going to say no. They were all in color. I think they were all in color. Even the first one, which wasn't Shatner, was like Commander Pike or something, another actor. That was also only because NBC was the first network to like really go all in on color.
It was 1966 when this happened.
I want to say,
it must have been 50 years ago.
I was trying to think. If that first episode without Shatner was before... See, I'm not a real Trekkie. I'm like a half-ass Trekkie.
Twilight Zone would have been like 61, 63, and it was in black and white.
Mm-hmm. But NBC was like all in on color.
Yeah.
Like they were the first full-color network, I'm sure.
Was the first intergalactic kiss on Star Trek between like an alien and a human?
It was black and white in 1966.
It was?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Do you have a favorite network, chick?
A television number?
Yeah, network. Of all the networks.
I don't think it was black and white. I still think
we're
it was
looking
in,
at
all
a
those in color.
It.
Well, you can have a picture black and whited.
Yeah, you can do that on my phone.
See?
Throw
a filter on that bitch.
Nichelle Nichols looked like Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown was in town this weekend.
I know. No, yeah, she.
Pam Grier.
Was.
Oh, yeah?
Why yeah. At the, well, because nobody's going to be here. And they're only here for one day.
That's right.
Walter.
Koenig.
Yep. Alive.
Chekhov.
He's 79. He's the young one.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else is dead. There's four still living and six dead.
Won't be long.
Grace Lee Whitney.
Grace Lee Whitney. I don't know who that is.
No, neither. She was
Mr. and Mrs. Whitney's daughter.
She was somebody.
I used to be somebody.
Were you a Star Trek or Star Wars fan back in the day? Or either, I guess.
I remember going to see Star Wars when it first came out and thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
I really liked Star Wars. The
I
first
have
movie.
Never seen.
Don't.
No, I don't take that back. You.
What?
Star Wars. Max tried to get me to watch it, and I fell asleep at the same time every time. But I did. I watched long enough to realize that the two people that I thought were in love were actually brother and sister.
Mm-hmm. Twins.
And this is new information. They're twins.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you told me that, and I forgot. It was a long time ago.
Forgot, ignored it. Either way.
Yeah. Still. I ignore the shit out of my kids.
No, I'm talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
When I told you.
That's probably true.
It's still kind of hot, though.
Ha! I have 609 emails.
You don't delete them?
I do, but I haven't lately. I've been busy. Jeff, I've been busy.
Oh, the first thing I do when I wake up is I just...
Take the trash out.
Bob and Tom emails. Delete, 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 delete. I don't even read them.
Take out the trash.
That chair.
I know, right? I don't know what I'm going to do about it.
Do you have a thing of WD-40?
Not on me, no.
Of all the stuff you have...
Okay, I think I do. I know it's in a box, but I don't
know. Oh, okay. You just don't know where.
I don't know for sure.
It's locale.
We can just put some butter on it. Grease it up.
How about we put some butter on you and grease you up? Okay. How about that?
Try to catch me?
It's almost like little Nora Jones has butter on her.
She's so hard to catch. I just went out there a second ago, and it's like the goddamn Thunderdome out there. They're just fighting inside the porch. They're all wet.
Their screens, yeah. Their screens are flying off the it's back insane. Porch. Mad Max.
They're wearing vests with horns coming out of them.
They're on rubber bands flying up over each other.
That's coming funny. Down.
We don't need another hero.
Oh, I love Tina Turner.
What does
What's
love,
the other one?
Love. Got to do
what
with
did she
it.
Say? We don't need another hero.
What
we
is don't love need but a second-hand emotion?
That's not what I'm trying to sing. We just talked about interrupting that was her, on the way here.
That was her big hit. What is love?
No, I know, but I'm talking about in that we don't need another hero. We don't need another way home. That one?
Another way home? Is it another way home?
I don't know, but that's what I always sing.
I don't know. I like it.
I don't know either.
You're very good at singing, Jess.
No. Oh, yeah.
Now, was this Private Dancer? What's the name of this? It sounds like it's. It wants to be What Does Love Have to Do with It?
Pan flute. I hear
but
a pan
it's not.
Flute.
Play What Does Love Have Got to Do with It? What is this? What is this piece of shit?
Oh, my gosh. What's it like to do this and have a heckler, Jason?
This is We Don't Need Another Hero, which
That's
is what Jess
to
wanted to hear.
I want to hear what she said. Someone didn't get their nap out.
I didn't. Sure did. I need a bottle. Yeah.
She looks like she's trying to be
she's hot as fuck.
Jagger.
That's how I'm
Jagger.
Getting my hair
she's
cut.
She's got her mouth like Jagger.
My mom had her hair colored and dyed exactly like
really?
That when this
she
album
wear the
came
heels
out.
And everything?
Yeah, my mom was, yeah, is hot. Is very hot.
Probably should have fast-forwarded a little bit. Jesus. What does love got to do with it?
Yeah, but that album cover, my mom, I'm going to find a picture exact same.
Really? Yes.
Bony.
We don't need another hero. We don't need another
hero. We don't need to know the way home.
We don't need to know the way home.
Yes, you do.
You don't want to be wandering around the streets.
Yeah.
Bitch, what are you talking about? We do need directions.
There you go.
Typical woman.
What does that mean? Oh.
Actually, it'd be typical man if he was
now,
like, we don't need another way home.
We don't need another way home.
Now can we hear What Does Love Have to Do with
You guys
it
should totally.
See how similar? This was the first one, and the record company came in and said, look, we need to have another song that sounds like this, only a little different.
Don't you love Tina Turner? Her boyfriend's like 20.
What? 28?
Current?
29?
Current. And she's
really?
Pushing. I bet she's 75, 72. She's so soulful. Fuck.
Tina Turner's still alive?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, don't yeah. you talk. Don't
Ike's
speak
dead.
Ill of the
yeah,
live.
Yeah. Luckily, Ike's dead.
You guys. Okay. I've been wanting to do this costume for a long time.
A Tina Turner,
Turner
costume.
Tina Turner
yes,
costume.
I have the wig. We
you,
bought the
you
wig.
You have everything, don't
I
you?
I ordered. What is the?
Here it comes. Here it comes.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it? What's love but a second handy emotion?
Sounds like you said a second hand.
Second handy. Yeah. That is love.
You suck at handy. Oh.
I love her. I love her very much. But her and Jessica Simpson, ugliest singing faces you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, terrible.
That's what I said. She looks like Mick Jagger.
Like
terrible.
Like crying faces when they're singing.
What's the song called The Best? You know?
I just did.
You do look like Tina Turner when you do the
Tina Turner's boy toy.
Oh, boy.
I bet you on Ike's birthday, Tina goes out to Ike's grave.
She throws the biggest fucking
and
party.
And urinates right on Ike's grave every single year. I know
okay,
I would.
Okay, here we go. Madonna's boyfriend, Madonna's 57. Uh-huh. Her boyfriend is 24. Okay. J-Lo's 44. Her boyfriend's 28. Tina Turner is 77, and her boyfriend is 42.
So it's like me. If I
started dating Tina Turner.
You dating Tina Turner.
I'm just saying.
At the end of that post, it says, relax, your boyfriend isn't even born yet.
Relax.
Oh, I know, gosh. Right?
Jason's getting those second handies from Tina Turner.
Mariah Tina Carey Turner and Nick Cannon were that was anyways. A that was there's an age gap there too.
Who
Mariah Carey and Nick Carey? Cannon?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mariah's now, old.
But now Nick Cannon is dating. I don't remember a singer. I think
I don't. I think a lot of people don't know who Nick Cannon is.
What
yeah. he hosts America's Got Talent.
Yeah, that's
right?
Great.
He does that, but before that, he did other things.
Wildin' out.
But the Nick Cannon show.
Drumline.
That's one of my favorite guilty pleasures. I will watch that.
Wearing leather. Guilty pleasure wearing leather.
There's also that Chappelle show skit where his son is like a huge Nick Cannon fan. He's like, Nick Cannon's hilarious, daddy.
What?
And he's like, I'm funny, right? And he's like, no, Nick Cannon's funny. That's... Chappelle, did you guys ever watch the Chappelle Show back in the day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have it on. I need to revisit it. I didn't really watch it. There's a great John Mayer moment.
Yeah, that's how I kind of started thinking John Mayer was kind of cool.
Like, John Mayer was on the Chappelle Show?
Yeah, it was like the myth that white people can't dance or whatever, or don't like to dance. And then they're like, Dave Chappelle's like, no, they're just listening to the wrong music. So they'd go into like an office setting and like they'd play rap music and no one would stand up or do anything. Mm-hmm. And then they'd have John Mayer come in and start playing guitar and all the white people would start like taking their shirts off.
Yeah, and it was just John with a tiny little amp and a guitar just sitting there off to the side.
Didn't Chappelle do Ashy Larry or something?
He didn't do the character, but someone else did. Yeah. Larry? No, Ashy Larry was the guy's name.
Ashy Larry?
I forget. He was in Spider-Man. I know that.
And who helped him write a bunch of those things? Chappelle.
Neil Brennan. Yeah.
I heard him. He does a lot of voiceover work. I heard him on something else. I think he's...
And what's his name's Verizon? Brother? Eddie Murphy's brother wrote stuff. For
Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
Charlie.
He was a coattail grabber, I think, more than anything.
The Rick James bits. Yeah.
Even
fuck
Prince.
Fuck your couch.
Prince.
Yeah.
Remember Chappelle doing Prince? God. Was it playing basketball?
Yeah. Game. Blouses.
Wasn't Prince when he was 5'2 and like 114 pounds when he died or something like that?
That sounds like
it was crazy.
Death or alive, whatever. He was he was a little guy.
He was murdered.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. By who?
By the Illuminati.
I was going
by society.
To say, here's what I was going to say. I was the stigmata. the Illuminati murdered Prince. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You sure it wasn't the Pentaveret?
No, I'm pretty sure it's whoever owned the rights to his records. Who was that? Who owned the rights to his records and sold them back literally days before he died?
Did you hear that his studio is going to be open for tours like next month?
He hasn't even been dead a year. Or he's just been dead a year.
April.
April he died? It was just April?
The body's still warm.
Mm-hmm.
6 months later, there's going to be tours at his...
I
want to be cremated, for the record.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else?
Have you seen that thing where you can, like, have your body turned into, like, soil?
A tree.
And you become a tree?
Yeah.
Would you guys
come visit my tree and not pee on it? Wilmore Jones could pee on it if she wanted, but that's fine.
I built a fort in it.
Oh, thanks. You guys come hang out.
When can we start doing tours of Chick's house?
Is there a sadder book?
Now or when he dies?
Yes.
Is there a sadder book than the one, The Giving Tree?
That's a sad book.
Holy shit.
That's a sad book.
Where the tree doesn't the tree chop herself down or something?
She gives him everything that she has, and by the time he's old and realizes what a cocksucker he was, all he can do is come.
Is that in the book?
Yeah, that's what she says. She's like, remember when you were a dick all those years?
Yeah, well, I died for you. Congratulations. Go on and have a nice life.
All she has left is a stump, and he comes and he sits on her stump.
Ew.
And then it's too late to realize it.
Because he's going to die. But couldn't you regret if you?
Is that Michelle Silverstein?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you know he wrote erotic poetry too?
That was one of my first books.
He was a freak.
Who hasn't written erotic poetry?
Exactly.
And now here's Jeff Vibbert with erotic poetry.
My veins pushed against my skin, throbbing hard. Succulent. Gimme that, she said. Gimme that now.
Once there was a tree.
This is hot.
And every day the boy would come.
Oh, come on, don't do this.
I feel like this
That's
is
really
the
sad.
It's the giving tree, as read by.
I thought Doc Pop. Whiskey was coming. Yeah. Rod McEwen?
No, it's Shel Silverstein actually voicing it.
Turn that off. I want to hear more of Jeff's erotic poetry.
More to come later.
More to come later.
That looked like a Tootsie Pop commercial.
Yeah. How many it's very. It's like flip pages.
How many licks in the giving tree?
How many licks does it take to get to the center of this? She bit.
That's too funny, Jeff.
Oh, God.
I was going to look up. We had some interaction with our Twitter followers about some things.
This should be fun.
Okay.
Jeff and I just had a big vent about about social media and the assholes it produces.
Some really good people, too.
Yeah, there's some really good people. People were obviously wanting more than one podcast last week. There was one kid, one guy, Basil Run, says, been thinking about your podcast comment about kids needing a photo history. Does it make sense considering photo availability? I guess meaning you've got them every, you're going to have your whole life on a phone? I mean, Jeff, you've had a phone
I think you would be very surprised at how enjoyable it is for kids to look at physical, tangible pictures.
That's
what
I said.
That's the point you were making.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the article you read.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many years ago, mind you.
Yeah, I remember you saying it when we worked in the same office.
Yeah, it's been a while. But I can see that, like, even you guys sometimes will find it's nice having them available. Some goofy picture. You showed us one with your brother. I mean, obviously it was a scan.
Oh, my brother crying. Yeah.
Your brother crying. You had it within 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's the benefit.
Availability, absolutely. Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. But there's a part, I feel like every aspect of my life, I think about planning to be a grandparent. Like, I anticipate being a grandparent far more than I did being a parent.
Oh, okay.
Because it's just like, it'll be fun and it'll be... And my kids' grandparents and my grandparents are not your regular grandparents. So I just think that I want to be as traditional as possible. And I had kids young, and my parents obviously have not even retired yet. And so I don't have the luxuries that a lot of people do my age, where their parents are just there at every turn. And I'm not bitter about it at all.
There you go.
No, I'm kidding.
Crying?
No, I'm not going to cry.
Yeah, I just feel like it's going to be weird because my kids will be able to look at Facebook and see everything that I've done from like...
Are you telling people about that?
08 to... What?
Are you telling? Are you going to tell them?
Tell them I have a Facebook?
No, tell me how you're having kids.
Oh, yeah, I'm having twins. No, but yeah.
If your mom was listening, I wanted to freak her out for just a second. Mm. No.
Can you say who that is? Do you know who that is?
Can I? Will I know?
Oh,
he had an exchange.
I don't know who that guy is. I just started following him because of the name. But he seemed like an okay guy. I've followed him for years, though.
What happened to the one Judge Fudge or whatever? Is he still around?
Yeah, he comes and goes.
Who's the other one? Gosh, it was a hilarious name.
Judge Fudge, I don't know what that's from, but every time I hear it, I think, and this may be just a little girl thing, but we would jump rope, and you'd say, Fudge, fudge. Call the judge. Yes. Mama's going to have a baby. Wrap it up in tissue paper. Send it down the elevator.
Did you say
boy,
toilet paper?
Girl.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Twins.
How do you know about girl jump rope songs?
Oh, I used to be a jump rope champ back in like third grade.
Do you remember that being a big deal? They had jump rope-a-thons when I was in gym class. Like, it was a big deal.
Double Dutch and everything?
We had a guy come to our school. Yeah. And he wore like a super tight tank top. And he's like...
Yeah.
That's true. He's like, someday you can be like me. And I was like, that's what I want to be.
I want to be a jump rope champ.
And the following Halloween, Jeff dressed up.
And then I saw a boob and I was like, okay.
That would be a good Halloween costume to dress up as a competitive jump rope.
I actually tried to Google that guy not too long ago. To find him. I think he overdosed or something like that.
Oh,
what?
No.
What about
fun?
You know, every time you you can't overdose on fun, can you?
Oh, you can. Oh,
man.
Well, we're going to try to overdose on fun when we come back with part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Hi, we're back on the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. It's raining where we are. What's the weather like where you are?
Check local listings.
This is Bob Schneider.
Unacceptable, Bob Schneider.
Apparently. What does that mean?
You're very picky about your Schneiders.
No. I like that one. I like all Bob Schneider. Hear that? Everybody listen to the rain.
Hold on. Okay, I'll crank it up.
Okay.
I can't stand the rain.
On my window.
Okay, is that a remix?
Nice. Is that an air conditioned?
That's what it sounds like it to me.
That's a really old song, I think. What I can't stand
the one I know is a Missy Elliott song.
Yeah, that's a remix.
Yeah.
You're singing the remix?
I was. I don't know the original song.
How do you know that?
I asked him. I assumed it was a sample or something because he knew he knew the words, and I knew he wouldn't have known this Missy Elliott song.
You don't know. I might be a big Missy Elliott fan.
I know that you're not.
No, I'm not.
I want to say...
What would you say is the top Missy Elliott song?
I can't...
Yeah.
The one in the music video where she like...
Speaks backwards?
Well, she's like, gonna shave my cha-cha, and she shows pubic hair in the music video to the camera. And it's like blurred out in her hand.
Would that be Get Your Freak On?
Yes.
Get your freak on.
I Can't Stand the Rain, originally performed by Ann Peebles.
Okay.
Who is this?
Missy Elliott.
That's right. I know this song.
She, in the 2014 Super Bowl, when the Patriots won, Katy Perry was on it, and then Missy Elliott just randomly showed up and then disappeared.
Yeah.
And she sang this song.
I Can't Stand the Rain is on... Private Dancer by Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah.
Tina Turner does a version of it. It's Tina Turner Day. But Ann Peebles was the original in 1974.
Okay.
Be Drake.
Ann Peebles sounds like an author.
What is it with you and Drake? It's like you guys had a fight somewhere.
I was listening to some Drake. It's a new one. I can't remember which one. It's something about dancing. Dancer.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
Definitely not Drake.
Oh, you mean One Dance?
One Dance.
Yeah.
By Drake? Let me hear.
And I had one dance.
Baby, yeah.
Ooh. I like your
already
style.
Somebody other than Drake actually singing, right?
Yeah, usually
okay,
it is.
Because, yeah.
That's all that sounds like to me. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Okay, wait a minute.
Can we get an aux over there?
God, that was loud.
Buffering.
Good work.
Stop that.
Charles.
Your video will play after this ad.
Ooh, what's it an ad for?
That was a really good setup for nothing.
Oh, it's the people walking a pig. You ever seen that?
Oh, the Chase commercial. I love that. God, I love that. The music's good on that, actually. Play it.
You big goobers. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Turn it up.
Here, wait a minute. Here we go.
I can't fish and the rain. Guess my window.
Guess my window.
I've never heard this version. That's cool. Bringing back sweet memories. I think I like it a lot better.
And this is who? Ann Peebles?
Damn, she looks like
Prince.
No, yeah, she does. Prince. She kind of looks like Prince, but she also looks like the Fugees. She looks like Charles. No, nothing. Okay.
The Fugees?
She looks like Lauryn Hill.
Oh, with a Y, right?
That's a good song, but you don't have an aux, so you don't get to play very long. Okay, sorry.
Or I could have played it.
Yeah, long. I know. It's all right. It's okay. Ow. It's okay. It's a raining, guys.
Is this the from the hurricane?
I can't stand no. the rain.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It's just in time for the BMW tournament is what this
it is. It yeah. is.
They had those poor people driving, parking at the airport.
If you don't own a BMW... You have to park. Yeah. Yeah, you have to park at the airport and bus over. I have people who are taking my car, had to use the VIN to get in.
Sure.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
And all you have to do, there's a private suite for BMW owners on the 17th hole, and you just have to show your key fob.
Wow. That's yeah. pretty Is cool. that right? That's yeah. pretty cool.
I like it. Exclusive.
Jeff, I was thinking about you coming in because Chick's Neighborhood, there's a lot of wonky streets, and I ate at...
See, wonky's coming back.
Kaplinger's.
You
and
did?
And there's no direct way here. You kind of got to
go through.
Yeah,
you got to buzz over.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I bet you are loving the nav
oh,
on
yeah.
your new vehicle.
I was on the Lantern, and I was like, "How? What's another way I could get here?" And it's perfect.
Do you ever use it just to confirm that it's going to, like, to check time? Because with
yes.
a, yeah, yeah. I like that. I like
I
knowing
too.
When I'm going to be
And I like to see where it's yellow and orange and red, and then I can...
I use it when I count down the miles, how many miles I have left to go. I like to see that, even though I know where I'm going.
I drove to the doctor's office and had 2 miles left in my gas tank when I got to the doctor's office. Chick hates that, but I did it. I love it. I need to get a car... That runs on
electricity
or coffee grounds because I have a lot of those.
Oh,
in my house.
Yeah, yeah. So, you need a flux capacitor, is what you need.
I do. I need a flux capacitor.
So, did you get gas after you went to the doctor's office or not?
I did. I did.
Do you still have the issue with the hand thing? And
I was driving a 17.
Oh, that's right.
I was driving Chick 17 that they loaned him. Yeah. Gotcha. So I didn't have that problem.
Gotcha.
I never understood that.
I don't think I'm going to keep my car.
You 2 months ago, you were saying I'm keeping it.
I know. And I've totally changed my
Good
mind.
Good for you. Yeah, hey.
I did. And my favorite sales guy isn't there anymore. And I was really sad when he left.
You going to buy Geo cars now?
Geo Tracker?
Yeah, like a Geo Tracker.
I'm going to take
one. Or Geo Metro. Remember those?
I'm going to get one of those and refurb the whole thing.
The Geo Metro would fit
from top to bottom.
Would fit on top of this table.
What about a Jetta?
Ooh. No, I think I'm going to buy a domestic this time.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I want? You know what I want?
Please tell me.
Can I tell you what I want?
What you really, really want?
What I really, really want.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you did that, Jeff. I want an old Jeep Wagoneer, and I want to redo it. That's what I want.
I don't know what... Is that the...
It's like the wood panel ones. Okay. Yeah. Like they, yeah, I don't know if they come with the surfboard or if I have to buy it, but that's what I want.
Well, you just went from Geo Tracker, which is
the best
chick
car.
Magnet, to a Wagoneer. Like,
I really would like to have
Which
one
one's
of those.
The Wagoneer? It's not like the Grand Cherokee. Does it look like a Jeep?
They don't make the Wagoneer anymore.
Like an Army Jeep, or does it look
No. You know, like when you see like surf stuff, and there's the. It looks like a four-door, like, SUV from the 60s, and it's got wood paneling on it, and it's got surfboards on top.
What color is the rest of it?
Sometimes it's cream.
What do you want?
I think navy.
Ooh, I don't know about a navy. I found a blue.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's what I want.
That is kind of cool.
Oh, there
that's
you
really
go.
Cool.
That is kind of cool.
I feel like Blake Lively would be driving that.
I'm cooler than Blake Lively, Jeff.
Okay.
Not as pretty.
Have you seen Blake Lively? Oh. Jess?
What? Is there one for sale?
You got a green one?
Am I going to have to buy it now before this podcast
Jeep
comes?
Jeep is bringing back the Wagoneer and Grand Wagoneer. Now, be patient.
Oh.
But as luxury SUVs.
That's so cool.
As of when?
It looks like the 2018 models.
Oh, wow.
So probably a good year from now.
Then I'm going to get an old one.
Yeah.
You want to buy
it? And you could get old one for cheap and have fun till a new one came out.
I know, because I think that's about the time Max will get his driver's license. So it'll work out.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
She's always got a plan.
You want to buy an old pickup truck?
I love that pickup truck. I thought you said a farmer was going
to
buy it.
Yeah, mate, I haven't tried to sell it. I've been busy. I booked myself tight.
You're busy.
Yeah.
Here's one a little darker blue, Jess.
I like that one. That's the one I'm
The other one was kind of a surfer blue.
Yeah, it was.
Do those have four-wheel drive?
Some of them do.
Yeah, I don't know. They get about 6 miles on the gallon.
I know. That's why I'm switching out. I'm redoing it. I'm putting a diesel in there.
Putting a diesel?
Yeah.
You're just going to throw a diesel engine in there.
For what I would pay to finish out this lease and buy this car, I can build a new Wagoneer.
She's gritting her teeth.
Hang on a second. Why are you getting the tight jaws?
Because I don't like it when you try to talk me out of what I want to do.
I'm not talking you out of it.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah, rarely is there talking her out of something.
No, and rarely is it me the one talking her out of something.
True.
I know, but you pretended like it for just a split second there, and it made me angry. Just kidding.
Don't dare try that.
Don't you dare try that.
Doesn't my light in here look like a boob with a big nipple on it?
Oh, it does.
Yeah. It definitely looks like a boob.
Yeah.
But it looks like an ancient Roman boob.
The nipple's almost too big, though, right?
Change Jeff's life.
Is there such thing? Is there such thing?
Too big a nipple?
Yeah. Is there such thing as too big of an areola or a nipple?
Yes. It could be too big.
Have you ever seen those like inch long, like on a dude?
I have.
Yeah,
do you want me to
really
tell you
weird.
A terrible story?
Oh, no.
Do you want to hear a terrible story?
No.
Tell me.
Like a... Chick terrible story.
Tell me.
Are you ready? It doesn't involve you. But you know, like when you tell your bad stories and everybody's like, oh my gosh.
About the cat.
Yeah.
And Christmas. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
This is equivalent. This will be my...
I need to know how to put this in there. Are we talking
bad chick
nipple?
Story? Yes. We're talking nipple. We're talking death. So
death?
Yeah. So
spoiler
dead
alert.
Nipple?
Yeah, just put dead nipple.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay.
My grandpa, his wife called us and said, something's wrong. He thinks he's having a heart attack. We're headed to the hospital. And so by the time we beat the ambulance to the hospital. Okay. So we see him being carted in and they had been trying to resuscitate him with paddles. Okay. And so he didn't have a shirt on. He just had a sheet covering his lower half. So from like his belly button down was covered, but his chest was exposed and he had... Like if you like fresh pencil eraser nipples just straight out, like straight out, and that's all I could think. I was like,
but is that because his chest had been jacked up and
no,
because
they remained that way until he died like hours later.
Grandpa got some big ass nipples.
He does, and whenever everybody's like, oh, the night we were at the hospital with Grandpa and Grandpa died, and I was like, Grandpa and his nipples, yes.
I think it's nice that you've taken a sad family event like that and made it...
Yeah, I don't know if it was that sad.
Humorous.
I know a girl...
I was trying to spin it, but... Oh.
Yes, Jeff.
I know a girl who had... this is word of mouth. I never saw it. But her areolas were like really pale.
Uh-huh.
And like, so
you couldn't almost see them.
You couldn't see them. So she'd put self-tanner on her areola. And then she was like going to go get tattooed.
Yeah.
So they look normal, and that's just weird. I don't know.
When there are women, there's.
Can you imagine being the tattoo guy?
No, because that's a real. They do that now. There is when women suffer from breast cancer and have to have vasectomies, and they go in for reconstructive surgery and implants so that they have breasts again. There are doctors. I know doctors in Indiana right now that hire the best tattoo artists, put them on staff and in their office building, and they're there and they tattoo nipples areola onto the women's
breasts.
That's
kind of cool, though.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It gives me goosebumps. That's so
cool.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mine was just a sophomore in college that was self-conscious about it.
But self-tanner, that's not bad.
Yeah.
You guys, my breasts used to be so small that there were these things that you could put in your bra that looked like implants, but you put them on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
You could buy them at Victoria's Secret.
We had some at work, I think. Somebody had sent them to us.
Yeah, somebody just sent them to you. Yeah. But we were at a house party in college, and I was super wasted and bent
some
over.
Guy got
and
fresh
one of my, no,
oh, that fell.
One of my chicken cutlets
chicken
fell
cutlets,
out. That's
yeah.
what we call them. One of my chicken cutlets fell out. I know. It's very embarrassing.
Did a dog grab it?
and get up. I distinctly
remember saying we were going to have fun in the second part of the chicken.
This is fun. It's lots of fun. Nipples.
All right. What do you want to talk about there, Chickie?
What's your nipple story?
I don't know. I got pretty
normal.
Have you
ever seen
nipples.
A pierced nipple? Anybody? Anybody?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Guys and girls.
Yeah. I had mine. I had my left one pierced in college.
Just your left.
Just my left nipple was pierced in college.
Why just your left?
Because the adrenaline had been sucked out from the first piercing that I didn't have it for the second.
I thought you were going to say, because if it's just your right, you're get, like, it's like a sign
left, left is right, yeah. Right is wrong.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
That was a real thing. I don't think it is anymore.
Yeah, back in the 80s, I think, and maybe even the 90s.
I was on spring break with a lifelong childhood friend named Jack, and we didn't have money, but we wanted to get a piercing, and so we told the piercing guy that we had just gotten engaged on the beach and we were young and we couldn't afford rings. So would he do our nipple rings?
Oh my God.
And we got free nipple rings out of it.
I got my left ear pierced on the air one time.
Oh my God. If you had your ear pierced, just that thought of him having his ear pierced.
Oh, imagine if he'd got his nipple pierced.
No, my left ear pierced.
I know, but
that's why I said, just imagining you with your ear pierced is funny to me.
Right now?
Right. Yes.
It's so not you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How long did you keep an earring in it?
What do you mean?
When you got it pierced, did you keep it in there for a while?
Yeah,
or
was a hoop in it for like, you know, a year.
In a hoop is a hoop.
Hold my hoops.
But you know what? Who can still pull off the earring? Ready? Think about it. Famous men, don't look it up. Who can still pull off the earring? Go.
George Michael.
Yes, he can. But there's two other men that can do.
Here's the thing.
Michael Jordan.
I'm conflicted.
Okay.
Does he still
have an earring?
He pulls it off, but I hate it. It's just something about it.
The hoop?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is this the little one?
Keep going. Who else?
All the football players have like diamond studs.
No, it's not. They're actors. They're highly respected actors.
Johnny Depp.
No.
Clooney.
Older. No.
No. Sean Connery.
No. Does he? He might. He might. I don't know. I don't think so.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman is one of them. Morgan Freeman has an earring. Yep.
It's so weird though.
Morgan Freeman has an earring.
Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That one.
And Harrison Ford. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I get the feeling that Harrison Ford is trying really hard not to be Indiana Jones and Han Solo. He's fine doing those roles, but when he's not doing those roles, he's a different guy.
He's the governor on Pirates and Aliens, or Cowboys and Aliens.
Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad movie.
Oh, that's got Daniel Craig in it, doesn't it?
Yeah. If you go in not expecting anything and just wanting to be entertained, it's not bad.
I think I fell asleep during Cowboys and Aliens.
Well, you missed a film.
I just asked Chick. I was like, I gave him two movies. I'm like, and they're very different movies. And I said, I haven't seen either one of these. And these are kind of considered really good movies of the last 15 years. And he goes, you got to be in a really different place to watch this one movie. Which leads me to, I just want to be entertained. So he goes, yeah, go for the other movie. Ocean's 11 was the one I'm going to pick.
For a plane, Ocean's 11, but at home, by yourself, No Country.
Harrison Ford had the T-shirt, I'm Han Solo, Indiana Jones, and Blade Runner. I'm fucking over it.
Yeah, okay.
That's his T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then the other guy, did he die? I'm Gandalf and...
Sir Ian McKellen?
He's still alive.
Yeah, and it says get over it. His shirt's the same, but it says get over it. Yeah, but yeah, I think Harrison Ford is banging. I like him. I like him a lot. Is he still with Ally McBeal?
I think so. She's down to like 18 pounds.
I was like, how low a number are you going to go?
You always say that.
And I didn't think it was going
to
be.
She's down to her original 18. Weight, 7 pounds, 9 ounces. Oh,
the human head weighs 8 pounds, so she's 8 pounds of head and then the rest.
That's right. She's tiny. I can't imagine. That's like hugging a 2x4.
Jeff, I bet you're about a 6.5 pound head.
Oh, I'm 12 pound probably.
What
I got a big head.
You got a big melon?
Oh, yeah.
No, you
know
what? No, you've got a TV. You've got a TV body, a TV head, a model's.
Thank
no,
you.
No, he does.
Oh,
he
absolutely.
Does.
How are you not in TV?
I got a lanky. Lanky
at least
print.
Doing a Gap ad.
My head looks a lot bigger.
Yeah, you could be like one of those Gap. That picture of you doing the Bieber is. I can't tell the difference. Between
that
you
is
and
a
Bieber.
Legitimate.
Someone else said. Someone else.
We should
really
read.
Likes that.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Put it in the spank bank. No, that's not right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The flick.
Spank
flick.
Flicking the bean.
Does that work?
Huh?
Does that work?
No. Okay. If you do that, I'm gonna flick you back.
If you do that, she hops out of bed.
Bam! Bam!
What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. That's what they're saying. Flick bang.
No, I don't think it's a flick. I think it's like a.
I don't know what that motion is either. You're just like.
I got something on my hand.
You're doing. What is that? Like good. Is that Taco Bell? Good to go.
Good to go.
Good to go with the Crunchwrap. When is it good to?
Is that a thing now?
Good I think I'm go? Making that up. I don't good know. To go? I don't know.
Uncle Joey, cut it out.
Cut.
Oh God.
We need catchphrases. That'll no, get this podcast
we need
a, going.
We need a handshake is what we need.
Ooh.
We need the cool handshake like J.T. Thorpe and his girlfriend.
I like the three slaps and then the salute.
Yeah.
You, like but that. That's yours.
I used to do that in track.
But you do yeah. that with your friends.
Yeah. But what? It's like, but it's we can all.
It's universal.
But you're on my squad, so it's like the whole squad knows it.
Yeah, you're on my squad. We're all part of a squad.
Jeff, do you have a friend that you like well enough and has a great enough personality that you would bring to this podcast as a guest?
What? Well, everybody has that.
Don't, yes, no, Caitlin.
I'm just at Nick. She doesn't count.
She doesn't count.
Okay.
No, guy friend.
Guy friend?
Yeah.
I don't know. I see a lot of girls. See a lot of guys, too. No, I don't. No, I don't think so.
I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, I don't have any of my, you know, and my best friends in the world. I have a handful of guys. I wouldn't bring any of them in here.
Or is this like Thunderdome? Is that what you're saying?
It's like Thunderdome.
They wouldn't last?
No, I just don't think they would do very well, and I don't think I would be doing them any favors by interrogating them.
I wouldn't. I don't have. I love my friends, and I wouldn't bring them in here.
But you have a couple girl friends that are pretty rambunctious personalities, yes? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My friend Jessie is very funny, and you guys have met her. I don't think, but you guys, Jeff and Chick have.
I've met her.
Yeah, and she's great, like, in a situation, but I don't know. I think she would clam up. I don't think she would be okay like that.
You put a mic in someone's face, and then real shit starts happening.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It gets real quick.
My friend Chrissy is very funny. I love her to death. And I mean, that's, yeah. Chris. My friend Tiffany, I like her. These are my friends that I like.
That's right. And my favorite color is blue navy. And,
and I'm a Cancer. And I told my osteopath yesterday that I was a Cancer. I don't know how it came up, but I was like, yeah, I'm a Cancer. And he was like, oh, okay. I don't know why.
It meant something to you.
It did. But, well, he said something, and I don't know. And now that I'm thinking about it over, I was like, oh, my God, I think he said astronomy. I said, I'm a Cancer. I hope that's not what happened. Now I'm going to have to
You always
call.
Think worst case scenario,
I do,
you?
But I know. I do. I know he said why astrology. He said astrology.
Okay, I was trying to think, why would he be talking about astronomy?
It was astrology. I know it was.
What did our friend Marty say last podcast? Chick said to Jess at the very beginning, give yourself a break.
Who said that?
Chick did.
To you.
Who Marty?
Philitrout.
Oh, yeah.
Philitrout. Yeah. However you say his
name. However you say his name.
However you
Marty F. We've got three Martys. Marty F., Marty H., and Marty B.
Where is Marty B? Yeah.
He sent me an email a couple days ago, wanted to know where my new house was.
Then that means he's putting out the feelers.
And you don't tell him, if you tell him to come over here, it needs to be an ambush.
Yeah, he's going to get mic'd up.
I'm trying.
Oh, speaking of being mic'd up, we were at a middle school football game last night, and sometimes you're close enough that's what I leaned over to another person, and I was like, I feel like they're mic'd up because they're so close.
Oh,
that
the
we
kids
can
are?
The coaches, everybody.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a female, do you say female booth announcer when it's a middle school football game?
If they're in the booth announcing.
She was.
Okay.
And she shouldn't have been. And I'm one of the biggest feminists you know.
Because she can't pronounce properly or...
Oh, yeah. For starters, she said hooker, which I don't know how you mess up hooker. No, she just didn't want to say hooker.
Okay.
So she said hooker. But here's the thing. There was such a negative connotation to everything she said that I wanted to punch her. She said So something happens in the play. Quarterback has to keep the ball and run, basically, is what happens. I don't know the play that was. Sure. What do they call it?
Quarterback keeper. At
quarterback
that point.
Keeper. Is what they said.
Broken play.
Broken play.
Broken play. He keeps the ball and he takes off and runs, slides, whatever.
Right.
She says, "What is how's this is?" Number three, Maddox Jones keeps the ball for himself. And I was like,
"What? That is great."
I know. I was just like, "Are you?
Why are you upset about this? Yes. This is awesome."
She was, and I like he was being stingy or something. I was like, "Are you a substitute teacher? And like, you're the only person they could find to do this right now?"
Oh, so it was an adult?
Yes. It was 100% an adult.
I thought you were saying because it was a junior high, they had a junior high kid up there.
No, they had a junior high announcer. As an experience.
Okay.
Maybe her son was like a wide receiver on the team and
for him
something. Yeah, I don't know. For him. But she said it every time. Every time. That's what she. And I was like, someone needs to teach her like the lingo or what. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm dense when it comes to football. And I don't know. I need to know. But
you're not going to get in the booth and start announcing.
No, I'm not. I should have gone up there and been like, you need. We like. I could be your color commentator.
Ooh, that'd be good.
That'd be good. I should see if they'll let me do that for the Powder Puff game at our high school next week.
I don't know if that'd be... Look, I'd love to see it, but...
We might want to talk about that a little more extensively.
I don't think they would, though.
Did you come up with a name?
No, they did, though.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they said they liked my suggestions, but they didn't. They're the Young Thugs.
Okay, well...
Young thugs,
and they all got names, and my friend's daughter is KZ, as in Jay-Z.
Okay.
Young thugs, so.
Yeah.
Young thugs. All white freshman powder puff.
Yeah.
The Young Thugs.
You didn't offer up class of 69 as one of the names of the teams?
Well, they're in high school,
and it's 19.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's when that got funny.
I
said 69 at my house the other day, jokingly, and Max was like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, nothing."
We had a ultimate frisbee team in high school.
Of course we did.
For like, well, it was like a competition for like homecoming week.
But that's like frisbee golf, though, right?
No.
Frisbee?
It's like football with a
football
frisbee.
Oh, okay. A lot of fun. I loved it.
Have you guys played foot golf?
I've seen it.
Oh, there's a foot golf course out in Greenfield.
Yeah,
it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. But so the team name, someone decided to make it the Skeet Shooters, as in like skeet, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I would go.
And there was like one of those big NCAA tournament bracket things. And instead of Skeet Shooters being on there, one of the teachers just wrote "Nice Try." So the team name was "Nice Try."
That's very funny.
What's the name of the song?
Skeet. It's a Little John from the window to the wall.
Yeah. Chick loves that song.
That's old, right?
It's called "From the Window to the Wall."
No, but that's the lyric.
I forget. But like at school dances, like it was the edited version.
To the wall, till the panties come down and fall. What did they say?
Till the sweat comes off my balls.
Oh.
Yeah. So like they'd like edit out like till the sweat drip down my balls, and then like these bitches crawl.
I need to know what this.
Yeah, the radio edit was, but they just keep saying.
Look
skeet,
up,
skeet,
look
skeet,
up, skeet, little,
skeet.
Little John.
Done it.
Little John Oski.
What year? Can you give me a year?
He was in high school, so
it would be like probably like 2003, maybe.
Oh, that early?
2004. Yeah. Little John and the East Side Boys.
Snap your fingers, girl fight.
Hold on, we're getting there. I'm about to have it.
Hold on. I'm going to find the albums from then.
It is...
And the answer is...
All Skeet Skeet is the name of the song.
Are you serious?
No, it's Get Low.
Get Low, yeah.
Get Low.
What album?
Get Low.
That's a great question.
So there's a big gap in his stuff here.
You don't look
he
up
was
singles?
In jail.
Was that,
he was in jail. Oh, my gosh.
Aren't singles there?
Yeah, I feel like it'd be his biggest single.
You never know. Sometimes people don't keep stuff on.
Yeah.
50 Cent did a Get Low. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Where are the lyrics?
Everybody's in the dance floor right now.
That's it. That's it.
How far into the lyrics that you want would you say, chick?
Oh, it's in the first hook.
Yeah.
369. Damn, she's fine. Suck it to me one more time. It's so bad.
I always see them shaking their heads.
Yeah. Well, look at him.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, he carried a gasoline container around, and he called it crunk juice, and he drank out of a gasoline container. Yeah.
Kings of crunk.
Yeah. And he had a pimp goblet.
He did.
Wow. Is this the edited version?
It is.
It is?
It's a different version. It's not the original.
Hang on.
Yep.
Yes.
Damn, she fine. Second to me one more time.
Oh, my gosh.
Here it comes.
No! To the wall!
To the sweat drop down my balls!
Ski, ski, the fuck off! Oh, ski, ski, ski! God damn! So, 15-year-old me is in a gym screaming that.
That's funny.
While having some poor dad's daughter grind on me.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
At the, my sophomore year, I went up to the DJ announcer and requested Boyz II Men Down on Bended Knee.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, we'll get to it. And I was like, okay, you're going to play it, right? He's like, yeah. Never played it.
Never.
I was too impressed
with girl. And you still remember it to this day that he never played it.
I felt so sad. And I promised the girl, I'm like, he's going to play it.
Well, I got to go get ready for Monday Night Football.
You do? You've cut both of these segments short this week.
Did I?
No, today. No, yes, you have.
Fine. We're okay. I think once we hit that, we're fine.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think about 7 minutes from now is when it's fine. But that's just my opinion. I know my name's not on the show.
Son of a...
What?
All right. If we're, are we done, chicken?
I guess.
Pretend like you're asleep.
Is this Down on Bended Knee?
I can sing this.
This one goes out to those two lovebirds out there. I used to sing this in my Geo Tracker. I'd drive around.
This song was not popular then.
No, but it was.
This
it
is one of their top five songs.
It wasn't the Geo Tracker.
This is one of their top five songs.
Absolutely it is.
I haven't heard it. Yeah,
I'll put some reverb on you. Go, Jeff.
For the love of God. Well, it's driving me insane. And I know I just need one more chance to prove my love to you.
This has been the Chick McGee Show.
Thank you, Chick.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Jess.
Never let you go.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sorry, Chick.
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year-End Event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.